In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I want to share a story with you today. It's a common storyline in a number of films and books too, probably. Let's make ours a film. A baby, boy or girl, doesn't matter. A baby is born to a mother, and the biological father has already left the picture, never to be heard from again. And so the mother raises the child the best she can and does a really good job of it. At some point during this kid's childhood, mom meets a decent and loving and hardworking man, and they fall in love and get married. Now, this new partner makes a great dad figure for our little kid, and eventually the new husband adopts this child and becomes their father. And then, since it's a film, you get the montage of wonderful family scenes. You get the family playing at the beach or running through sprinklers, the child blowing out their birthday candles, Halloween costumes, Christmas trees going up, and then a laughing pillow fight that ends with a shower of tiny little feathers. And of course, it's all set to an emotional and heartwarming score of music. And in 45 seconds, the child ages 8 or so years, and when the music stops, they are now a teenager. As the audience, you know what's about to happen. Conflict, right? Some major blow up. When this first montage with all the nice scenes and music ends, you know as an audience, we are about to have the big conflict. Dad and his teenager have some big fight, and because the story involves adoption, at the very height of the fight, our dad will say, "Because I'm your father," to which our teenager will yell, "You're not my real father," and storm off, and will fade to black on dad's face. Now, believe it or not, this familiar storyline can serve as an illustration of our relationship to God and God's to us, and in particular, the fatherhood of God. It's important to remember that God is not our father by nature. God is our creator by nature. But that's not the same thing. I mean, think about your own life. You create lots of stuff. Hundreds of thousands of things in your lifetime you create. But that doesn't make us parents to everything we create. Parenting is a relationship. Just creating something doesn't make us its parent. God created us as part of the outpouring of his love. And so God is our creator. But to be a parent, to be a father, requires a relationship, and indeed a particular kind of relationship. God becomes our father not by being our creator, but by adoption. The incarnation of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit allows us to call God Papa, to call him Dad. By becoming a human, Jesus becomes one of us, and through Jesus, God adopts us as his children. We become God's sons and daughters. God becomes our papa. And God's parenthood, God's fatherhood towards you it's unbreakable, it's indelible, it's forever. Nothing anyone can do to undo that. God is your loving papa forever. It's a fatherhood not tainted by sin, not undercut by brokenness, but marked by an eternal love for you. Nothing can take away God being your father. That's the nature of being adopted by God. Now, we also know that fatherhood is by nature a relationship. It's a two-way street. Father is, by definition, a relationship word. You can't be a father without a son or daughter. That's just how the word works. It's a relationship word. And while the fatherhood of God is eternal, the relationship, this two-way street that God has with us, well, that's a little more complicated, isn't it? Complicated because it involves us. It involves our participation, not because of God is it complicated, but it's complicated because of us. The movie dad I mentioned at the beginning, not going to renege on his child, no matter what that child said in that fit of emotion, but the dad's dedication can't stop his child from yelling, "You're not my father," in a fit of rage. That's on the child. The dad is dedicated, but the child also has a part in it. Now, a fit of emotion is one thing, but what if the child in our movie scenario walks away from the relationship altogether? Well, the nature of the dad's fatherhood hasn't changed. He's still dedicated, but the relationship is still severely damaged because of the child's action. And that's where today's gospel reading comes in. While today's reading speaks of the fatherhood of God, it emphasizes what the relationship requires from us, from his sons and daughters. The gospel today emphasizes what your role in the relationship consists of. And Jesus lays out quite plainly that to be sons and daughters of God is to share qualities with God. You know, God has placed his image in you. He has created you very good. That's how you are created. That's your indelible primordial blessing. And now you are adopted children of God. And in that relationship, there are qualities of your papa that are to grow and live and manifest in you. These qualities in you are your part in the relationship. These qualities are your way of declaring, yes, indeed, God is my papa. I am God's child. What are those qualities? What are they? Well, in its most simple form, love and mercy. In our gospel lesson, Jesus lays them out quite plainly. He says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Everybody does that. Even sinners do that. If you do good to those who do good to you, where's the credit in that? Everybody does good to someone that does good to them. If you lend hoping to get back, where's the credit? Anyone is willing to lend hoping to get something back out of it. But I say, and here's the important part, I say, love your enemies, Jesus says. I say, do good and lend, hoping to get absolutely nothing in return. He says, and then, see, if you love and do good without hoping for anything in return, he says, then you will be sons and daughters of the Most High. Then you will be sons and daughters of the Most High. If you love and show mercy without expecting anything in return, then we are participating in our relationship as a child of God. If I only love those who love me back, or if I only show mercy to someone in hopes of some kind of payback, you know, I hate to be harsh, but that's the equivalent of me being the kid in our movie yelling, you're not my real father. If I'm not going to love everybody and do good to everybody, that's like me saying, God, you're not my father. We're not alike. God is loving and kind to the ungrateful, and a child of God in relationship with God will then try to do the same. Because love, I mean, think about the word love. Love can never be a means to get repaid. That's not love. Love doesn't demand a pat on the back. Love is not a means to some greater goal. Love is the goal. Love is the goal. Love is the reward. Love is the fulfillment. Love is the essence of your relationship with God, a relationship established when God adopted you as his own child. And we can then love into an ungrateful world because God has already loved us first. I mean, isn't that a beautiful concept? We can love into an ungrateful world because a divine love is already poured into us. God has poured his love and mercy into you. And as children who are loved, we can be merciful just as freely as God is merciful because we're already loved. When God adopted us as his children, the nature of that adoption is unbreakable and eternal. Nothing you can do, or not do, no amount of running away can change the reality that God is your papa by adoption. That's permanent. That's fixed. But the relationship If you're going to have a relationship, you have a part in that. You have a part of that. You have the freedom to reject or accept that relationship. And to accept is to bask in the love and mercy that God is pouring out on you, no matter what life dishes out. And to accept is to pour that love into a sometimes ungrateful world. Amen.